Mola boy
sai! Blessings from the lake.
Woo! Live edition here. Yom Kippur. I don't know why everybody's in such a good mood. Yom Kippur's coming. Shouldn't we be frightened? Shouldn't we be scared? And the answer, surprisingly, is I will today learn with you why you are wrong. Yom Kippur is not the day you thought it was. I will blow your minds away with what I believe is the correct interpretation of what Yom Kippur is and what you should be feeling. First of all, I'd like to dedicate the shir, L'Zecher Nishmas, Rav Jake's father-in-law, Rav Melvin Berg, who left us a few days ago, was just an amazing and wonderful person. I also want to dedicate the shir for Refuah Shleima, for Rav Paltiel's father. Does anybody have the name? Does anybody know the name? Should I have Refuah Shleima, Pesach Shachar Yisrael? I had the schus this summer, this is true, to go to the shul that his father davens in Syracuse, New York. And because it's such a small shul, when you walk in, besides almost killing me for not wearing a mask, which they don't do in America, so I didn't know any better, the rabbi started asking me the quiz questions to figure out who I was. And he says, oh, you live in Israel? Do you know? And I'm like, Rav Paltiel? He's like, how'd you know that? I'm like, as I know, because it's like 12 people in Syracuse, and I know his father davens there. He showed me his makom, where he sat. Should I have a foolish name of Shachar Chali Yisrael? So I want to blow your minds away. I hope you don't mind. And I'm in a really good mood. I'm just because I feel like I actually did something in my life today. My parents are trying to get into Eretz Yisrael. I haven't been here for over 2 years. And I've been doing everything that I could, applying everywhere, talking to this guy and that guy. Israel's an amazing place. It's only about who you know. And Baruch Hashem, I think I found who you know. And over Shabbos, they were accepted to come in. And I stayed up till 3 a.m. to call my parents. And then my wife was super happy because I woke her up when I came up at 3 a.m. and then she couldn't go back to sleep. So I'm still happy. I don't know why. Maybe because I didn't sleep at all. And that's why I'm happy. I need more caffeine. That's why I'm happy. Okay, fine. So Yom Kippur is supposed to be a day of fright. And it's true. I'm not going to lie to you. There is, hopefully you're a little bit more mature this year. There is a little bit of a fear factor, of course. But there's a tremendous, tremendous simcha. There's a simcha in the fact that we are reborn on Yom Kippur. In fact, in the Slichos, we say this, that on the first night, depending on if you say Minag Polin Mary Lita, Kicholam Kemafkia, like a woman that's in childbirth, because we're anew. The Rabbanu Shalom says, clean slate. A lot of times people feel, and I hope you really feel this, especially here in the yeshiva, with such an amazing davening, at the end of Yom Kippur, you almost can't explain it. There's this euphoria feeling. That's the feeling of cleanliness. That's the feeling of Rabbanu Shalom. That's a spiritual high which you never may have never experienced in your life. Unfortunately, many students do a Gezeirah Shavah, and they say, I feel so amazing. I'm on a spiritual high. I don't know what to do with this high. Now I'm going to go to Ben Yehuda, and that's the only other high that I know of. I'm serious now. And that's a mistake that we make. Because that's the only time, right? That's the fake high. The physical high, that's fake. It's a terrible thing, Rahman al-Islam. People get addicted to alcohol and to God forbid, other things like drugs. Why? Because they don't want to experience life. The reason why we're addicted to our phones is because it's fake life, fake book. All these things, they're all fake. But here's a chance to experience for 25 hours, not just real life. Euphoria. But here's the challenge. The challenge is we sometimes experience on the 10 days of tshuva, and those of us who are learning the halachas of the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, we're like, oh God, I'm in some serious trouble. I'm in serious trouble. What is Rav Hartstein saying? I can't do this. This is crazy. Chatas, yavis, yapashati, and I go over slichos again and again and again. Or maybe I'm one of those people, present company excluded, obviously, who still, after knowing that today is a Aseres Yemei, still I didn't wake up this morning for Slichos. Oh, there's Slichos this morning? I still didn't come to davening on time. Or I didn't come to davening at all. I'm still going to be a chutzpah yaker and at 3:30 put my tefillin on. Not because it's Rabbeinu Tam and I want to be more... No. So I do wallow in knowing, and then a Yom Kippur comes and I'm like, what did I do? But I have to know the following, and this is so important. Rav Tzadok says, the sins that you did this year, chataim, were sidru mi sheshes shemei bereshis. It's an amazing idea. God determined last Rosh Hashanah, but really when the world was created, the exact amount of sins that you would do this year. So don't wallow in them. Because they were decreed by the Rabbanu Shalom. You needed those sins to make you into a better person. It's a remarkable idea. Yom Kippur is the time for us to be mechaper, but you needed the sins that you did. That doesn't mean you should go out and do sins, like Rav Hartzin said. I'm leaving yeshiva now, let's go to Ben Yehuda. I needed the sins. Rav Hartzin said, I need the sins. No. But anything that we did, we needed it. And he quotes the story of Yehuda, Sotkom Yemeni, he says the words that he realizes that he needed this Tikkun Yehuda. Yosef as well. We have to recognize the following, and this is Rav Tzadok says as well. Kol hatcholos tshuva. The tachlis of tshuva is forgetting about the sin. It's forgetting about it. The Kabbalah Rav says 99% of tshuva is about the future, 1% is about the past. You hear that? 99% of what I'm to be focusing on Yom Kippur and the Seder Yom Tshuva is the future. Forget about the past. Because we as human beings love to wallow in the past. We love to wallow in the labels that we were given in school. ADHD, PSP, whatever it is. We were given labels. And that's who we are, and that's why we can't be who we are. Forget about the labels. Work on the future. That's the answer. That's what we have to work on. That's the answer. The Ribbono Shalom will never, the Simcha Bonim says that Ribbono Shalom will never come to you after Me'ir V'Yashim Shana and said, why did you do so many sins? He will not ask you that question. That's remarkable. You know what he'll ask you? Why did you do tshuva? Forget about the sins. Why don't you think in the future and do tshuva and return to me? And don't give me all the excuses in the world and say, well, like this, that, the other. It doesn't matter. It's tshuva. Yes, you sin. I live in a generation it's much easier to sin. Right? Think about how a person would normally have to, I don't want to give you any examples, but how a person would have to go and sin. Nowadays, just whoop, open up his computer and he can sin. Wow. 24 hours a day, he could sin. It's easy. You have to go out. It's terrible. But don't blame the generation because the generation always had tshuva in it. Tshuva is not only about tikkun averus. It's about the avoda itself of being a better person and giving nachas ruach to Rabbeinu Shalom when we do tshuva. Because when we do tshuva, we're showing the Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to return to you. I want to live in your palace. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. And as we say, and we've been saying in L'David Hashem Ori, I ask but one thing, Acha Shoalti Meis Hashem. Shifti b'meis Hashem kol yimei. I want to dwell in your palace, b'lachos v'noyim Hashem, and recognize, like a visitor, how amazing it is to be in your palace. That's the idea. And we often fall in this wallow of saying, who am I? What can I do? Why am I even trying? There was a famous yid of Nachum Isser of Bion. I'm a Bion Chassid, so I like this story. And Rav Ephraim Waxman, who I just took most of what I just said from, quotes actually Rav Bitterman, who, he, as you know, if you should know already, is one of my favorites, and I'll be quoting in a moment, an amazing sefer I received from my amazing nephew Yaakov Gottlieb, the Be'er HaChayim. I love Rav Bitterman, and this is stuff written in, and I have to print out 940 pages and never know how to print it the right way. So he tells the story, and then we'll get to the mahus of the idea that I wanted to say today. This Bion HaChassid of Nachum was very fortunate to escape Russia with his entire family and every single one of his relatives. All of his children and grandchildren were from Urim V'Shleiman, living in Eretz Yisrael, except for one who stayed in Russia. And he had no contact with him, but he could only assume what happened to him. And he would often speak, very inspiring, especially to younger people. And someone once asked him the following question. You know, the Rambam writes that the koach of tshuva is literally transformative, that a person could be a soina, he could be hated by God. He can be doing the worst of the worst, But when he does tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam calls him a karuv, a yedidi. You're my son, you're my friend, come close. So this Talmud asks, how is this possible? What does that mean? So he says, let me ask you a question. For the last dozens of years, I have no idea what's going on with my son. He's caused me so much agmas nefesh, he didn't once try to reach me, to contact me, to let me know that he's even alive and what's going on with him. What happened if you walked into the room right this second? What do you think my first reaction would be? If I was a horrible father, my first reaction would be, don't even come near me. Yeah, I'm a chutzav. You're disgusting. You're a chutzpah. You don't contact me? And look at you without a yarmulke. A chutzpah. That would be the nuts job father. We all know what would happen. He would run up to the son and hug him and cry, and they'd be crying together. He says, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. I promise you, the moment I see my son, I'm not asking any questions. Why don't you contact me? Where were you? Are you from? I don't care. He's my son. The moment we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to return. I want tahara. Even if we can't reach the level of kapara, I spoke out this morning on Lessons from the Lay, Rav Asher Weiss's, really Rav Soloveitchik's idea. There are two levels. At least come with tahara. Tahara means I want to be a better person. So comes along Rav Biderman, he says some amazing stuff. Amazing. Yom Kippur comes. We are in, it's a remarkable, remarkable day. It is the most amazing 25 hours of our entire year. It can't be compared. And we know we all wear white, and those that are married are going to be wearing a kittel and a white yarmulke. And we don't wear shoes, and we have all these halachas. And I love when Rav Biderman does this, because I admit I have a conflict in my kishkes, because I'm from Hasidish blood, but I learned in YU, so I'm very litvish. I have smicha from Rav Aaron, so I'm very litvish, very brisk. And I like to combine the two, but I love combining the two. This is what always my problem with lessons from the Lev. Sunday mornings, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to teach two shiurim today. But is that I really want to teach you halacha. So when I can combine halacha and hashkafa, oh baby. And that's what we're going to do now. Why do we wear white on this day? And the answer is, we're like malacha. One of the reasons why, we'll see other reasons why we don't wear shoes, because we're like the malacha. And one of the greatest times, right in the beginning, when we say Shema Yisrael at Ma'ariv. Oh, all of a sudden we're the first, we scream Shema because we know what's right after Shema. It's not really the Shema we care about. What is it? Say, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus, so we can let us scream it out the whole year. We teach our children, don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. That's the Malachim's tefillah. You have to be quiet about it. And we get to scream it out. So what do we say? All my years I've been saying this. You tell the kids, my dear sons, you should know. Tonight, we're like Malach. Says Rav Biderman, that's not true. Ha'emes ki b'nei Yisrael einam rak k'malchei ha'shareis ela ach g'dolim v'gavoyim yoyser. We're on a higher level on Yom Kippur than Malachim. D'hinei b'chol ha'shana kula omeres b'tzfila shacharis. Every single Shabbos and Yontif, we have a heightened level of Kedusha because it's Shabbos and it's Yontif. I was just discussing this question with my children. So my son Yonatan asked a good question. Why are we a bunch of, as my Rebbe would say, fakers? Why are we a bunch of fakers? Because we spoke about how, right before Shabbos, when he was making delicious brownies, he wanted to put some Oreos on the top of the brownies, and I told him we have to be careful this time. Because it has to be Pas Yisrael. And you can't use the American Hatui, right? This week, you know, Entenmann's, all the stock is down because people are supposed to have Pas Yisrael during this week. So my son said at Shal Shus, I just thought about this. What are we doing, a bunch of fakers? We keep Pas Yisrael. And then what happens? What's the Yom Kippur? We run to a town and we try to find the best non-Pas Yisrael thing we can have. What happened? Were we faking to God? And the answer is, not that, we're not a bunch of fakers. The Kedusha level of the Esaris Mechuvah is so high that we try our best to do things that we don't normally do. And I would challenge you that even if it's only for a week and you don't speak Lashon Hara as much, not only between 3 and 4. I know you guys are machbid, although some of you probably were up at 3. I was up at 3. We don't speak Lashon Hara, always. But we have to be more machbid. And maybe it's not just about Pas Yisrael, maybe it's also about Chol Yisrael, maybe it's also about how we speak and we don't curse. And maybe it's about how we treat other people. And maybe it's about how we dress. And maybe it's about all these different things. Because the Kedusha level, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, is much higher. And when we have a Kedusha level of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know our Kedusha, literally the word Kedusha, is different. For us Ashkenazim, when we say Kedusha Shabbos morning, right? We say Mekadosh Shimcha B'Yoylam, but if you're Hasidish, Dakdisha for Chavitzach. And then the heightened level, this is the many things I love about, and I want to be, I'm admitting, I want to be Hasidish, 100%. I mean, I think I want to be Svardi more than Hasidish, I'm not sure. But anyway, I don't get to choose. Obviously, I would do it after Elul. I wouldn't be Svardi on Elul. Around Pesach time, I would start being Svardi. In any case, so what? What's great? At Musaf, Svardim, what do they say? Keser! Yifnu lecha! I love Keser. Sometimes I chap a minion, I want to hear Keser. I used to be the gabbai, been off for Corona, in a certain shul in an upstate Ramat Beit Shemesh. And there, I would choose the chazan. So this is a weird, not a weird shul, but you choose the chazan is based on whatever tefillah he wants to daven. Either you could daven Nusach Svard or Ashkenaz. So whenever it's Rosh Chodesh, I try to find somebody who's Nusach Svard because I want to hear Keser! But you'll notice something very interesting the halacha tells us when it comes to davening on Yom Kippur. Davening on Yom Kippur at all tefillahs, starting with Shacharis, right? If you're Nusach Svard, you say Keser, even at Shacharis. And if you're Ashkenaz, you say Nakdishach v'naritzach. You ever think why? Why don't we say at Shacharis of Yom Kippur, Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Sofia v'simoch aleinu ki mechakim anachalach. We start with Shema Yisrael. So says Rav Bitterman, he quotes and he says, the answer is written in the Sefer called Mata Moshe, Tinei Yadua, we know the famous Zohar Kodesh. You guys know the Zohar Kodesh because you're over 40 years old. I don't know. Yisrael Mefarsim Miavicham She... Le'avichem shebashamayim. Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mit'aleh al yedei tilas Yisrael. Lefichach b'yom HaKadosh. When we combine our tefilos, ki'ilu, the Rabbanu Shalom goes up with us. And listen to this line. B'yom HaKadosh, on Yom Kippur, kivoido ole v'nigveh u'mitromeim l'makon gevoa kol kach. The level that we're able to reach our tefillos on this day is so high. Actually, ain't Malchei Hasharis. Even Malchei Hasharis, we're passing the Malchei Hasharis on the way. We're like, hey, what's up? Right? You ever have that thing where this, I do this all the time. It's a terrible thing, right? Somebody leaves before you, and they're like, oh, Dad, come on! They're gonna beat us to whatever place we're going. I'm like, oh, no, they ain't. I don't care if you left 10 minutes before. We will pass them on the road. Because there's nothing better than, I don't want to leave first. You leave second, you wait a few minutes, and then, and they're, woohoo, and all the kids out of the car go like this, and the other kids in the car are like, our daddy's a loser, bye, you know, like. But that's what we do on Yom Kippur. When we say Kedusha, we go higher and higher, and then we say hi to the Malachim, but we pass the Malachim. Le'egiyah l'hasik Kedusha samachim l'chein. We can't even say, why do we say Mimkoimcha Malkeinu Sofia? What does it mean? Mimkoimcha. What does Mimkoimcha mean? The place. It's when we don't understand the Ribbono Shalom. We're not there yet. We need to daven Musaf, the additional, to be able to say Aye Mimkoim Kivoidai, Kivoidai Mali Olam. But on Yom Kippur, everything's Kivoidai Mali Olam. We see the Ribbono Shalom. It's so obvious to us. It's not Mimkoimcha. You're allowed to say Mimkoimcha Malkeinu. When you go pay a shiva call by Rav Jake's wife, what will you say? Hamakom yinachem eschem. What do you say? Hamakom. Hashem yinachem eschem. You want to be okay. Midas adin. Elokim yinach. Hamakom? Chutzpah. What are you referring to God as hamakom? The answer is, yeah, there are sometimes we say to the oval, just like we are avelu yishalayim. We don't understand why they're bonish on when we rebuild the base of Mikdash. It's all we want. All they want to see is avoid this base of Mikdash. On Yom Kippur especially. But on this day, we're on such a high level, we start off with it's amazing. Because we're in this Nister special place. And that, says the B'nai Yisachar, one of my favorite Svarim as well, says the following thing. And another Sefer of his, Rav Elielech Medinov, says, we're not allowed to wear shoes on this day. We know, everybody knows about the shoes. And you guys are going to be running and finding and asking Shilas, wait, what about this shoe? Wait, is it leather? Is it not leather? I don't know. You just be like me and you go into Payless and nothing's leather there, right? But really, I hate to tell you this, but really, Mora Abaisai, really, really, and don't get me in trouble, but I challenge you to do this. I'm serious now. I don't want to mention his name, but a great Rosh Hashiva in YU doesn't wear shoes all Yom Kippur. The wearing of the shoes is a little fake. There are different reasons why we don't wear shoes. One of them is leather. That by Odom HaRishon, the way we show that we're in charge, we'll see in a moment a pshat about Odom HaRishon, is that we take the animal and show that we're in charge of everything, and we wear the animal on our shoes to show that we're in charge. And when we walk around, the animal's like, whoa, look at that guy. He's got a snake on his, I don't know, I hope not, on his, whatever. But another reason given is very interesting. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Tes says the following: Li'olam Yimkor Adam Karnot Beito V'Yikachem Nalav. He should sell the beams of his house rather than not have shoes. Shoes are so important. What's so important about having shoes that I'm going to sell my entire house to have shoes? He goes, because he says in the Mishnah Chachamim, it says B'Shem Chachmei HaRamaz, says the following: Ki B'Shah Shachata Adam HaRishon, when God kicked Adam HaRishon out of Gan Eden. What does it say, the Pasuk? Ara ha'adama b'avrach. The land will be cursed. And therefore, what do we do? The first thing we did is put shoes on, because I don't want to stand on the land that's cursed. This land is cursed. God promised us. I'm sorry, you're going to have to work the land. They didn't have to work the land before. So what do? We always wear shoes. And that's why, I don't know, as kids, like, you're not a Kohen. What are you doing? Don't wear around the house. I remember my grandfather used to say, well, you have to wear shoes. It's because of this reason. So why do Kohanim take their shoes off when they duchen? Why? Because the Kohanim are on a higher level. When you go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and those that went up to Har HaBayis legally or illegally, whatever you want to hold, Lo Yichnas, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Brachos, excuse me, Samech Beis, Amid Beis, says, Lo yichnas adam b'har abayis m'na'alav. You know, they wear shoes. Ki b'makam b'kodesh there. Tzarech l'alechis below na'alayim. You know why? Nothing's chaytzeis, because this is the kodesh. I take this land that was cursed and I make it into Kedusha. Shemitah year, this year. And on Yom Kippur, we all walk around almost haughty without shoes on because it's kodesh. And maybe we should dafka, okay, because it's not considered shoes when you're wearing Crocs. It's not, those aren't shoes. But I meant, right, during davening, you could take your shoes off. Okay, maybe you'll smell in the base measures, but you're allowed to, right? Because it shows this heightened level of Kedusha that we have on this day. Not only because we're like the Malach, no. And the Haraya, Rav Naftali Mirovshit says, by the snare, what happened? Moshe's told to take his shoes off. Why? It's cursed land. The same thing. Hashar HaShechinah, the Shechinah is right there. Yom Kippur is Admas Kodesh. Rav Naftali Mirovshit says, every single Jew has the Kedusha. He comes in Ish Kodesh like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can stand on the Admas Kodesh, like the Kohanim. No, nothing can be pogim us on this day. And that's the idea also why we bless our children on this day. There's a big minhag that right before Yom Kippur, after already we went to the mikvah, we davened mincha and said vidui. We're there already. The kedusha is upon us. We bless our children different than any other day of the year, because we're on a heightened kedusha level. And finally, another halacha is the ber hetev, tough ratio test, that we wear a talis the entire Yom Kippur. But the talis has to be put on before Yom Kippur starts. It's a weird idea why that is, because if people daven Slichos, they're allowed to put a talis on. So what's the idea? Okay, because the bracha not. So he writes. I don't want to explain what the Arizal writes about this. It's not for us to understand the Seder Kavanos, Sefer Kavanos. However, one thing I do know, he says. He says, ki b'shash, listen guys carefully, ki b'shash shkiyas hachama, when the sun sets, shall Yom HaKodesh of Yom Kippur, poires HaKodesh Baruch Hu talito al kol klal Yisrael. Bodo Sholem puts a huge talis on us. You know that Simchas Torah talis? All the talisim tied up together? The Ribbono Shel Olam puts a talus on all Klal Yisrael b'chasnoi. Mechiv oitanu b'tzel yadenu b'kanfav. He wants us to be in his shade. And therefore, we have to start early and put our talus on. Because how? What chutzpah? We're going to put a talus on when he put a talus on us? It's unbelievable. We tend to forget what this day is. How much the Ribbono Shel Olam believes in us. There's no mechitzas on this day. I don't care your baggage. I don't want to hear about your baggage. I want to hear about your plan for the future. That's what I want to hear about. That's the idea, Rabbi Yisai. The idea is that we are supposed to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam on this very special day, Hagodol v'Hanoira, and understanding the amazing ability we have on this day. And yes, I guarantee you, you're not going to be the same. Every day is not going to be a Yom Kippur for you. I'm sorry to tell you. But you have such potential. The Ribbono Shel Olam is putting you on the highest possible level ever of the whole year. But you know what he's saying to you? Hey, my dear friend, Ahuv, do you try? What's your future look like? What are you going to try to do better? And even if it's one thing, even if it's a small thing, it's big. Someone just asked me, they heard a rumor, I'm sorry to say this publicly, they heard a rumor that a year ago, mamish, when we all were in the midst of Corona, and many people said, what are you taking, what are you going to tell your children? I went through Corona. Thousands of Jews, millions of people died. You know what I changed about myself? Here's my thing. Well, my wife, Belie Neder, she said, I want for a year to say all of Sefer Tehillim on Shabbos. Our children, we laughed a little bit at that. And some Talmud just right before Rosh Hashanah reminded me, the last Rosh Hashanah, which was a difficult Rosh Hashanah. Many of us davened outside. Many of us had a crazy stuff. You were lucky to be in a yeshiva. Right after the meal, we had nobody over, of course. We took a Tehillim and Mechulak, and we said, everybody, the kids, nobody's going to sleep yet. We're finishing Tehillim tonight. I don't know how she's stayed with it. It's not like she doesn't talk to anybody all Shabbos. Mirtz Hashem, I say Shabbos, and the kids try to help her out. But what a gadol v'noyra day. What an amazing day. But what, kichui machem devarim, what have you taken with you? But Rabbi, I want it to be, and I'm sorry I'm going a little longer than usual, but I want it to be something normal. Not something that you'll never, I'm sorry to be honest with you, you'll never accomplish. This isn't a New Year's resolution where you say, that's it, I'm losing 20 pounds in 6 weeks. No, that's what you see before you watch the horrible video you're watching on YouTube. That's what they tell you. No. Real things you could accomplish. You say, well, what does God care? What does God care if I can't even do Shnayim Mikra v'Chatarka. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to at least read the Parsha every week. So I know what it says in English. You think God's going to laugh at you at that? No. I want more Kedusha. I want to get closer to the Yom Kippur experience. I'm not benching anymore like this. No. I'm saying it from a sitter. Or from a... We used to have these little things. Or from my phone. I don't like phones for davening, but okay. And maybe I'm the guy who always uses my phone to daven shacharis. I'm not doing that anymore because I know what happens when I get messages while I'm davening. I'm not messaging the Ribbono Shel Olam. See guys sometimes during davening? Terrible. You're having a back and forth, Ribbono Shel Olam? Is what's happening to you? I'm not telling you to finish Shas. But are you going to commit to the Ribbono Shel Olam that at least after davening, no matter what happens in my life, even if I have to daven in my house because I didn't feel it today, I didn't go to Minyan, I have a sefer that's in my talis bag, in my tefillin bag, I should say, a little sefer, and I do one halacha, I do one musar thought, whatever. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do. And he's given you this great experience to do that. Shabizoycha, Tav Gamar Chasim Toiv, Alta Chaim Toiv, and Bisholom, should all be inscribed in only the greatest book of Brios of Nachas, and only on Bracha V'Hatzlacha, we should be Zeicha to see the Geula Shlema on that amazing day and truly see Mori Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, come out, and all of us are excited about that. Gemar Chasim Toiv.